This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكل شيء إذا ما تم نقصان فلا يغرى بطيب العيش إنسان هي الأمور كما شهدتها دول من سره زمن سأت أزمان وهذه الدار لا تبقي على أحد ولا يدوم على حل لها شان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the throne and the master of all dominion. He lifted up the skies and beautified the stars and constellations, and he spread forth the earth and he made it a solid foundation. And he sends down the rain and blesses us with fruits and vegetation. And he created us from one man and woman, dividing us into tribes and nations. He preferred the children of Adam over the rest of his creation, and he sent to us his chosen prophet, our source of salvation. He revealed to us a book that is perfect beyond imitation, and to Allah and Allah alone belongs our worship and our supplication. I remember an incident that happened with me in my first year when I was studying at the University of Medina. It was my first Ramadan in the blessed city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I was a new student. And I would go recite Quran to my teacher to get the ijazah every single day. And the first day of Ramadan, I went to him and I took my turn in line. And I would always have a book with me when I waited my turn in line. But this was the first day of Ramadan. And my sheikh, may Allah bless and reward him, and he has been teaching the Quran in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for over 45 years of his life. My sheikh saw me with another book and he politely closed it. And he said, Ramadan, the Quran only. I said, Sheikh, this book is actually about the Quran. It's about abrogation in the Quran. I was writing a book about Ulum al-Quran back then. I said, Sheikh, this is a book about the Quran. And he wagged his fingers at me. He pointed towards the Rawda, and he said, Imam Malik used to teach the Muwatta over there. And when Ramadan would come, he would shut the books of Hadith, and he would open up the Quran and read nothing but the Quran. I never forgot that incident, even though, to be honest, I was not able to live up to that, because I learned from then that the methodology of our early scholars, the Sahaba and Tabi'un, and the great Imams, was that the month of Ramadan was a special month that is associated primarily with the Quran. As the famous scholar Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri said, when Ramadan would come, he said, as soon as Ramadan comes, all deeds, we stop them except feeding the hungry and reading the Quran. That's all that we need to do in this month. We feed the hungry and we open up the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan has been associated with the Quran in the Quran itself. And in fact, even before Allah tells us about the fast, He tells us about the Quran. Shahru Ramadan. It only occurs once in the Quran, by the way. Once Allah mentions Ramadan by name in the Quran. And in this verse in Baqarah, what does Allah say? Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month that the Quran was revealed. Then in the second part of the paragraph, Allah says, whoever is witnessing the month, let him fast the month. Siyam is mentioned after the Quran is mentioned. The primary association of Ramadan is with the Quran. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. Multiple times in the Quran, three different occasions, Allah links Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr, He links it with the concept of reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we prepare for this month, brothers and sisters, as we prepare for the month of Ramadan, let us put into our agenda that the primary purpose of this month, the primary purpose, is to be associated with the tilawa of the Quran, to read the Quran, to understand the Quran, and to hear the Quran. It is mentioned that in this month, the angel Jibreel would come down every single night, as Anas ibn Malik said, and he would recite the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every single night, he would recite the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would stand up and read the whole Quran. Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman said, once I visited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the nights of Ramadan, and he was praying tahajjud, so I stood beside him and he began Surah Al-Baqarah and he finished all of Baqarah, and then he opened up Surah Ali Imran, he finished Ali Imran, and then he opened up Surah Al-Nisa and he finished Surah Al-Nisa, and then he went into ruku'. Can you imagine Baqarah, Ali Imran, and Nisa in one rak'ah? Of course, this is his own personal prayer, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He doesn't expect the rest of us to do that. But in his own life, what would he do? How much would he recite in that one rak'ah? Can you imagine 5 juz or more in one rak'ah? And that is why it is authentically narrated that even when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he instituted the taraweeh, the qiyamul layl, he put Ubay ibn Ka'b in charge, and Ubay would recite from after Isha all the way up until Fajr. Whoever could do it, do it. Whoever could do two rak'ah. But he, as the institution of Taraweeh, he let it go the entire night, and they would finish the recitation just enough time. The Sahaba said, we would rush back home for our suhoor and then come back and pray Fajr. The entire night was dedicated to the tilawah of the Qur'an. It is narrated that the Sahaba would finish the Qur'an multiple times during the night. Most of the Sahaba would read the whole Quran once a week outside of Ramadan. That was their routine. However, in the month of Ramadan, they would increase this. It is authentically reported that the famous Tabi'i Qatada would recite the Quran once a week outside of the month. In the month of Ramadan, every 3 days he would finish one khatam, and then in the last 10 nights he would recite one Quran every single night. So every 3 days for the first 20, then the last 10, he would dedicate the whole day and night. And obviously, brothers and sisters, we cannot do that. That's something beyond ours. But it's good to know that that's what they used to do. Even if it's too high for us to do, still the reality of the relationship of the Sahaba and Tabi'un with the Quran in this month of Ramadan is something that we should all be aware of. It is narrated that one of the students of Shafi'i said that I counted the number of times Imam al-Shafi'i recited the Quran, and it was over 60 times in the month of Ramadan. He did 60 khatams in the month of Ramadan. Now obviously this is something, again, beyond what we can do, but still it is a reality of how they would recite the Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. It is primarily associated with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chose this month to reveal the Quran, and Allah associated this month with the book of the Quran. Therefore, as we come to this month, we should make it in our minds, our intention should be that we prioritize this book. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, the siyam of Ramadan and the Quran will come, and they will argue on behalf of a person. The siyam will say, oh Allah, I made him tired at night, so forgive him. And the Quran will say, oh Allah, I made him tired at night, so forgive him. So Allah will forgive the person. So, in the daytime, the fast makes us tired. And that's our shafa'ah, our forgiveness. In the nighttime, the Qur'an should make us tired. We should be reciting the Qur'an every single night as much as we can. It should be a part of our routine. Doesn't mean we don't recite during the day, but the point is we all should make an effort to cut back on our sleep during this month. Yes, sleep in the daytime if you need to, but at nighttime, spend some extra time, put in the effort. Our schedules in Ramadan cannot be the same as outside of Ramadan. Our relationship with the Quran cannot be the same as outside of Ramadan. We need to put into our calendar, our schedules, what are the timings I will read the Quran? How much I will be reading, and we make sure that inshallah ta'ala we live up to this month. This is the month of the Quran, dear brothers and sisters. Let us live up to this reality. Yes, we cannot do 60 khatams like Imam al-Shafi'i. It is said that Abu Hanifa as well would do over 50 khatams in the month of Ramadan. We cannot do that. That was the salaf. That was their barakah in time. It is unrealistic for me and you. Let's be honest with ourselves. But subhanallah, in all honesty, every one of us should aim for at least one khatam. Come on, one khatam. That's 20 pages a day. And to be honest, this is even putting the bar very low, to be very honest. If you read the Quran regularly outside of Ramadan, in Ramadan, you should be doing at least 2, 3, 4 khatams. If you don't read the Quran outside of Ramadan, at least do one khatam. And it is very possible to do. It's only 20 pages a day for 30 days. That's all. 20 pages a day. Put it into your schedule. 5 pages after Fajr, 5 pages after Dhuhr. Put it into your schedule. And inshaAllah ta'ala, when you put it into your schedule, it will be very realistically done. This is the month of the Qur'an. Let us make sure we live up to the realities of this month, and let us demonstrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is the month that we are showing Allah we love this book, and we recite this book, and we give the book the honor that it is due. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Qur'an, and may He make us of those who its verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the One and the Unique. He alone it is who we worship, and it is His aid that we seek. He is the Lord of the oppressed and the One who answers the dua of the weak. The question arises when it comes to this month of Ramadan, that should we prioritize the mere recitation or the listening or the reading of tafsir and tadabbur? What should be done? Yes, the Qur'an is there, but there's multiple angles, aspects of the Qur'an. We listen, we recite, and we read tafsir. What should be prioritized in this month? Our scholars mention that this is the month primarily of the tilawa of the Qur'an. It is the month primarily that is meant to be recited and also to listen to its recitation. As for the tadabbur, as for the contemplation, indeed that is a very noble goal, and it should be done as well. But this is the month primarily we dedicate to the actual recitation of the Qur'an. Why? Because the Qur'an cleanses the heart. The Qur'an softens the heart. The Qur'an is what purifies the inner soul, and fasting purifies the outer body. So fasting and the Qur'an put together is what makes Ramadan, Ramadan. The purpose of Ramadan is what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ The purpose of Ramadan is taqwa. How is taqwa achieved? By fasting and by reading the Qur'an. Fasting allows the body to attain taqwa. Fasting controls the body. Fasting makes us, our courage, our iman, our tawakkul increases. And then reciting the Qur'an cleanses the inner soul. Doing the tilawa cleanses our heart. So the fast is for the body, and the tilawa of the Quran is for the soul. Allah says in the Quran, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. If the Quran came down to a mountain, the mountain would dissolve. So our hearts have grown hard, brothers and sisters. Our hearts have grown hard over the course of all of these months and years. We have to soften our hearts. We have to make our hearts soft at the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the purpose of reciting the Quran and of listening to its recitation is to soften our souls and hearts. And that is why the priority is in the tilawa, and then also in the listening of the Quran. There are two different acts of worship, and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did both of them during this month. He would recite and Jibreel would recite to him. Both of these deeds are done. So we should also put this into our schedule. If we're driving for work, if we have some time, then we should listen to the recitation of the Quran. And then as well, for sure, the primary action of worship is that we ourselves recite this book, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. This is a Mubarak book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed unto us. So we need to show appreciation of the book and make sure that in this month we dedicate plenty of time. Our primary action of worship during this month, the number one action of worship, is the tilawa of the Quran. And alhamdulillah, these days we have the Quran on our phones and our apps. Just take it out and read it wherever we are. Alhamdulillah, the ease is there. It's so easy to recite the Quran. So please, brothers and sisters, my advice to myself and all of you, sit down and have a schedule of tilawa. Have a schedule of tilawa. Because when you have that schedule, when you have that dedication, that is when you will get one or two or three khatams done. Make sure you recite during the day a little bit, and especially at night. Yes, in our own masjid, we'll only have 8 rak'ah with a little bit. That's because of COVID. Then you go home, insha'Allah ta'ala, and you can recite the Quran on your own. And if you're able to, then the last third of the night, wake up again before suhoor, and then recite the Quran again. The Taraweeh prayers is nafil prayer, as you know, and you're allowed to hold the Quran in that nafil prayer. It's not a problem. If you read at home, you can open the Mus'haf and recite in the Salah while holding on to the Mus'haf or while holding on to your phone. It's not a problem. It is authentically narrated that the Sahaba and Tabi'un would do this if they hadn't memorized the Quran. So recite the Quran morning and evening and make sure, insha'Allah ta'ala, we have given justice to us. Why? Because on the Day of Judgment, we want Siyam and we want the Quran to come and beg Allah to forgive us. We want the Quran to say, oh my Lord, I caused him to be tired at night, so forgive him. And we want the Siyam to say, oh my Lord, I caused him to be tired during the day, so forgive him. This is the month of Maghfirah, the month of Rahmah. If we turn to Allah and recite this book, then insha'Allah ta'ala, we will attain that Maghfirah and Rahmah. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. Allahumma la tadna'a fi hadhi yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta, wa la hamman illa farajta, ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا عسيرا إلا يسرت اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه فقال عز من قائل عليما إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كوني